This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The White House Wednesday is searching for answers to disruptions in the U.S. supply chain as U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual roundtable with U.S. shipping companies, retailers, and port workers unions. Many U.S. industries have experienced difficulties obtaining materials and getting finished products to stores and shops due to challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic, labor shortages, and spikes in consumer demand. In a statement ahead of Wednesday's meeting, the White House said business leaders are announcing a series of public and private commitments to move more goods faster and strengthen the resiliency of supply chains. The statement said the California ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are moving towards 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operations. The White House says the two ports are the point of entry for 40% of all goods coming into the U.S. Supply chain disruptions are affecting all the world's industrialized nations. The International Monetary Fund Tuesday slightly downgraded its outlook for global recovery from the pandemic recession because of the problem. Also beginning Wednesday, the Biden administration is hosting a 2-day ransomware virtual summit with at least 30 countries to take part in a series of meetings designed to counter the shared threat of ransomware. A senior administrative official said the counter-ransomware initiative will begin Wednesday and Thursday, and participants will focus on four specific discussions led by four key U.S. allies. Australia will lead the discussion on disrupting ransomware actors and networks. India on bolstering resilience to withstand ransomware attacks. Britain on the use of virtual currency to launder ransom payments. And Germany for using diplomacy to counter the use of ransomware attacks. The administration says it hopes the summit is just the beginning of an ongoing international cooperative effort to combat the cyber attacks. This is VOA News. Ninety-year-old Canadian actor William Shatner, also known as Captain James T. Kirk from the television and movie series Star Trek, Wednesday officially became the oldest person to fly into space as he and three other civilians successfully blasted off and landed safely in the West Texas desert. From a remote launch site, Shatner and his fellow passengers blasted off mid-morning Texas time, riding in commercial aerospace company's Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket and capsule. They flew to the edge of space, about 100 kilometers above the Earth, then returned, parachuting to the ground. The entire fully automated flight lasted roughly 10 minutes. For Shatner, the history-making flight was a fitting endeavor for an actor who, for decades, portrayed a legendary starship captain. Following the landing, a jubilant Shatner could be heard telling Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos that the simulators he practiced in for the flight did not prepare him for the real experience, which was not like anything that he had been described. Other members of the crew included former NASA engineer Chris Boschwesen, clinical research entrepreneur Glenda Vries, and Blue Origin vice president and engineer Audrey Powers. Blue Origin's first commercial flight was completed in July when founder Bezos and three others went on a similar 10-minute suborbital journey. The World Health Organization Wednesday announced 26 scientists have been named to a new advisory body devoted to understanding the origins of COVID-19 and other future outbreaks. The Scientific Advisory Group for the Origins of Novel Pathogens, or SAGO, includes scientists from the United States and China, as well as 24 other nations, and will be formalized after a brief period of public consultation. It's set to consider not only the big unresolved question of COVID-19, that is, how did it first infect humans, but it will also establish a framework for dealing with future outbreaks. SAGO will advise the WHO on the development of a global framework to define and guide studies into the origins of emerging and re-emerging pathogens with epidemic and pandemic potential. The announcement of the group comes more than 6 months after the conclusion of a WHO-led mission to China to explore the origins of the pandemic. In that mission, a group of international scientists visited sites in Wuhan, China, the known epicenter of the pandemic. The resulting report from that mission became mired in controversy for its inconclusive results, which WHO leaders themselves blamed on a lack of cooperation from China. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Hurricane Pamela has made landfall on Mexico's Pacific coast just north of Mazatlan Wednesday, bringing high winds and rain to that port city. Pamela regained hurricane strength just before it hit the coast, 65 kilometers north of Mazatlan, a popular Mexican tourist destination. The Hurricane Center at landfall said Pamela had a maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.